Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick. We're going back again for another That One Play, and a great one tonight, aren't they all? The 2018 division-clinching win against the Browns, and specifically the C.J. Mosley interception that sealed it. Joining me here to talk about it is Josh Reed. Josh, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Ken. Great to be back with you.
Always a lot of fun to do these episodes. These have been it's just so entertaining to go back and talk with various people about their angle on this. And we just had our production meeting. You've got a very different angle than I think any other Ravens fan had on this particular game. But anyway, we need to set the stage here a little bit, talk about how we got to this point in 2018 and whatnot. So talk a little bit about that, Josh.
Yeah, I mean, this is really the big transition year for the Ravens that year. You know, they just drafted Lamar Jackson, 32nd overall in the draft earlier that spring. You know, it was Joe Flacco's last year. Well, we didn't know at the time it was going to be his last year. You know, Ravens started, I think, like 4-5, and had kind of hit that impasse in the middle of the season where, like, you know, they were like, all right, is it time to turn to Lamar? Joe's hurt. And then we got with Lamar and just kept rolling, and then you just think they won. Like, I didn't think they only lost, like, one in their final – I think I got it right here. So yeah, they only lost one of their final seven games, and they were just on a roll up until that point. But because they started like 4-5 that year, they needed to pretty much almost win out just to get in. And
it turned out they did really need every bit of that 6-1 to get in. A lot of people thought they might need 5-2, but you mentioned the transitional nature of this game of the season. For the offense, and that was certainly true. It was night and day having Lamar and Joe Flacco in the game in terms of the yards rushing. It's also a big transitional year for the defense that year because it was the first year of Wink Martindale, whole different kind of pressure that the Ravens showed that year.
Yeah. I think that was the year they had like a bunch of shutouts. I think they had shut out Tennessee that year, or was that the year before?
That was the year before, in 2017.
Well, either way, it was a great day. It was a great year for dime defense, especially. Anthony Levine had a pretty good year that year.
Yep.
And he actually made the play before the C.J. Mosley play on David Njoku. So he had a great year that year.
Two plays on that drive, so four straight incompletes, and two of them were Levine with a BP or a PD knocking the ball away from Njoku.
Yeah, and it's unfortunately ended up being C.J. Mosley's last year in Baltimore, and they really kind of struggled to fill that void, especially from a pass defense standpoint. In the ensuing years, finally got it. Well, when one Patrick Queen took some huge strides this past year, especially even before the Roquan trade, he was taking some steps. And we got his first interception in Week 5 against Joe Burrow, and but once we got now we got Roquan, it's just almost like, all right, you know, that we don't have to worry about that anymore. Or as much, you know, C.J. Mosley was the best coverage linebacker they had had since, I don't know, Darryl Smith had a pretty good year in 2013.
Probably since Ray.
Since Ray in his heyday, exactly. And it took them a while to fill that void. They finally got it with Roquan, and Mosley's still doing his thing in New York. But really, he hasn't had nowhere near the amount of success he had early on his career with the Ravens that he's had with the Jets. Prior to this past season, when I think he made an All-Pro and a Pro Bowl.
Yeah, the defense in a lot of ways was made for Mosley in some ways. Also, Baltimore fans didn't appreciate him, I didn't think, the way they should have as a coverage guy. Tremendous coverage linebacker. And he was playing on a team which had even better corners and safeties and whatnot at the time. And so he became again the target, even though he was, you know, the only, because he was the only linebacker on the field on third down. Anthony Levine, like as you mentioned, was playing some great dime defense. And, you know, the Ravens just had a lot of other defenders that were made quarterbacks a little bit skittish throwing against them.
Yeah, I mean, this reason Terrell Suggs had the nickname Half Man, Half Amazing, because the things he did, both the impact, the run, the pass, and everything in between was truly amazing and appreciative. And I still have the CJ Mosley jersey shirt that I don't even wear anymore just because he's not on the team. And, you know, I'm rocking a dad bod right now, so I can't really fit it anymore. But CJ Mosley was great for the time that he was with the Ravens, and I'm always going to be appreciative of that. I wasn't part of the contingent that was complaining about his coverage ability, because, like I said, being a former linebacker myself, I know how hard it is to keep up with people who are more athletic than you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, generally speaking, that's going to be true. And there really isn't anybody. I think the Ravens did a good job of figuring that out this last year with Hamilton at slot corner. Is there's just about nobody who can cover the really twitchy slot guys. Who can put a move on you, read your leverage, you know, plant their foot and go. I mean, it's an almost indefensible route for short yardage. You got to kind of play downhill, minimize the damage, deliver hit after hit on that player when you can. But it's very hard to do that. I think the Ravens, frankly, found an outstanding compromise in terms of all the other things they gained from having Hamilton on the field, with giving up a little bit in terms of his ability to cover some very quick players on that can show up in the slot.
Yeah, even the best slot corners like a Kenny Moore and some of those guys get caught every once in a while. It's just some of those things, because that's the hardest thing with playing defensive back and defense in general, but especially defensive back. The receiver knows where they're going at all times. You don't know where they're going. You know, so it could be an option route to where, if you know, if they're reading your leverage, and if you lean one way, they're going the other way. And the quarterback, like you see it with Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes so many times, they almost have like a psychic connection to where, like, all right, if they're both reading the leverage and he's throwing the ball before Travis even comes out of his break. So it's one of those things that, you know, that people want to bag on defensive backs and defenders all the time. But it's really one of the hardest things to do in football, is to kind of make the right guess or just, you know, read the right leverage.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're so close to the quarterback when you're on that slot receiver. It's not like on the outside where the length of the throw itself creates an additional interception radius, we'll call it, for the player, or allows, you know, gives them some makeup opportunity. It's you know, you're 8 yards or something from the player. It's going to be a very short pitch and catch kind of throw, and it's a much easier throw, obviously, for the quarterback to make. So anyway, we're in the game. The Ravens have come back, and they need this game to win the division. If they win, they have the division. If they lose it and the Steelers win, then the Steelers take the division. The Steelers have lost before, the week before, I believe it was, to the Saints on that Juju Smith-Schuster fumble.
Yeah, I think it was something like that.
And anyway, it might have been 2 weeks before. I might have this wrong. But the Ravens had to win a very difficult game out against the LA Chargers, when they had to travel across the country, play on short rest, just a BS scheduling circumstance. I understand why they wanted that game in prime time. Shouldn't have done it to the Ravens, basically, with all that was on the line in terms of the playoffs at that point.
No, it turned out to be a big Mark Andrews, Tavon Young, and Za'Darius Smith game, and I loved it.
Yeah, absolutely. One of Lamar Jackson's first really big throws to Andrews in that game. So anyway, we come to this point, we come to the game, and the Ravens had a, let's see, how much were they leading by early in this?
No, game? Not at the point heading into the fourth, they were up by 9 points. It was like 23-14. But like the Browns had scored like early in the fourth quarter, so it ended up being a one possession game again.
Right. And the Ravens kicked an additional field goal. The Browns had a touchdown, so it's 26-24. The Ravens lead the Browns, and this final drive starts. And first of all, Lamar Jackson with a big fumble on third down, that very fortunately was recovered by Ty Montgomery. Not really remembered as a huge play, gigantic play. If that ball is recovered by the Browns, then the Ravens end up with, you know, probably losing that football game.
Yep. Yeah. That was huge one. Ty Montgomery didn't make too many huge splashes during time of the Raven, but that was the clutchest play as a Raven, in my opinion. I think he may have had another return somewhere, but to me, that was like, all right, season on the line. You know, and he came through and made that play for them.
Okay, so the 2018 season, Baker Mayfield coming down the stretch pretty hot, and the Browns certainly turning it on. And I think the Browns could have finished at 500 if they'd have won this game, is my recollection.
And yeah, Baker was like Rookie of the Year candidate. Him and Saquon was back and forth that year for Rookie of the Year.
1:49 to go. The Browns get the ball. There's a couple of things I remember about this drive, and part of it comes from watching this many, many, many times on TV since. The first is that the Browns had two reviewed catches on the drive, and they're incredibly long reviews. So sometimes I'll put this game on, and it'll put me to sleep in no time. I know my eyes get tired just watching it in terms of this happening. So if I want to go to sleep, it's perfect to be put on. And these two reviews come up, and they take forever. I mean, just forever to go through this. Your experience is a little different with it. So mine is an after-the-fact one. Tell us about your at-the-time experience with this drive as it was happening.
Okay, so actually, during the whole second half of the game, I was actually on my way to the hospital because my wife had got some food poisoning from some Japanese food, and she was so excited to take me to this place, and then she ended up getting sick from it. And I was watching it. I'm not gonna lie, I was doing a little something illegal. I was watching the game and driving at the same time, just because I didn't want to miss a thing, because you know, season's on the line and everything like that. And so I actually had to pull over, and so she could yak it on the side of the road. And so while she was throwing up, I'm still over here watching it, like rubbing her back, and still got my phone in one hand, rubbing her back on the other hand. And like the entire fourth quarter, she's in a hospital bed, still, you know, puking and everything. I'm trying to be as quiet as possible. We get the lights down and everything. And, you know, CJ Mosley makes that play, like that last drive, you get the back-to-back-to-back incompletions. And then when CJ Mosley makes that play, I was quiet up until that point, even after the fumble, and I was like, oh no. And then Ty Montgomery fell on it. But then when CJ went back and made that play, oh man, my wife almost jumped out of her hospital bed because I was sick. I was like, hell yeah. And, Yeah, I'm pretty sure the entire emergency staff, you know, heard me exclaiming in joy and ecstasy from that.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Emergency hospital bed, but it was great, man. It wasn't a great night for my wife, but I ended up having one hell of a night myself. I was just so happy.
At times in the past, I talked about, make sure you incorporate that stain on the rug story. This is perfect. This is exactly this is what I'm talking about when we do this. But let's talk about just the last four plays for just a moment, because it was a beautiful defensive stand by a great defensive team that really helped to set up the Lamar Jackson offense being what it was in 2018, being that great run offense. They were stomping on the neck of their opponents basically down the stretch. But the Cleveland Browns had them on the ropes, and the Pittsburgh Steelers were watching in Pittsburgh on the big board with all the fans still there. Made it all the worse that they kept cutting back to Pittsburgh for this, and until it didn't make it worse.
Yeah, and that was the sweetest part of it. Even after the game, was just watching the Pittsburgh Steelers, the players just, oh man, god damn it, and just walking off the field all pissed off. And one of the guys like shoved the camera away when they were following them off the field. It was sweet. I'm just as a Ravens fan, there were so many times where the Ravens had their heart broken late in the season, needing to, especially like post Super Bowl era, like from like 2013 to 2017, where the Ravens were in so many winning in scenarios in 2016 and 2017, and they just got their hearts ripped out. And it was nice to, you know, serve some of that to a division rival.
Yeah, very much so. And it was a game. It was a season where The Steelers really choked it up. I mean, they played some good teams down the stretch, but they lost a game at the Oakland Raiders that basically would have put them in the playoffs. And they, in fact, lost four of their last five prior to beating the Bengals in the final game of the season. Actually, it reminds me a lot. You know, look at similarities. The 2004 Ravens and the 2018 Steelers both lost four out of five before winning their final game and blew their playoff spot. Because there are a lot of similarities between those two teams in terms of how that played out. But let's talk about those final four plays in the game. You want to take us through it, or you want me to kind of?
Yeah, I got them pulled up here. So the first one, like we said about Anthony Levine, that great dime here that he had, that had a pass deflection on David Njoku, and then on the next play, Jimmy Smith had another great pass deflection on Jarvis Landry, and on the third play. Anthony Levine on Njoku again. I mean, he was really one of the tight end neutralizers that year. I think it was just so great to see him. And I think was that the year that Tony Jefferson had that scoop off of the Steelers tight end?
Yeah, that had to be 18 or even 17, didn't it?
17.
It had to be one of those 2 years because I don't think it was in 19.
But back to Levine. He was just balling out that year. And those two plays in that sequence were just like kind of the personification of his amazing year that he had.
Yeah, just I think it was PFF put out something. If it wasn't PFF, it was one of the other NFL sites that posts regularly about odd statistics, and they posted the most key plays made on third down, or the highest percentage of key plays made on third down. And Levine somehow was not included. And they had other players on there. And I don't know, it was J.J. Watt or something had nine. It included sacks, quarterback hits, passes defensed, and there's one other. Might have been interceptions. Might have been forced fumbles were another possibility. But anyway, it worked out to be passes defense plus quarterback hits was about what it was. And Anthony Levine had more than I think the top guy in terms of the number, but they disqualified him because he had too few snaps in that situation. I'm like, what are you talking about? He had the most by number. You don't disqualify if somebody hits 61 homers and they do it in 300 at bats. You don't disqualify them from the home run title. That's absurd.
So I always value the guys who do more with less, not because they're in a rotational pass rusher role like Justin Houston was this past season, but with the guy who doesn't see the field a lot, but when he does, he makes most of his snaps. I mean, to me, that means more. That's more impressive than the guy who plays 100% of the snaps and makes the occasional splash play.
Yeah, absolutely. Levine won the Pittsburgh game at Pittsburgh early in the year by having three drive-ending plays in the fourth quarter, including an interception. I think it was the next week, but it might have been the previous week. They lost that overtime game to the Browns. Anthony Levine kept them in that game until the very end. I think they ended up losing 12-9 overtime. Might have been 15-12, but it's one of those two. And then of course, the final drive of the year, he comes up with two big PDs to turn it off. The one chance that Baker had to really make a play, he kind of missed his target. Jimmy Smith didn't quite. He wasn't quite with the receiver. I think it was Landry on the
Landry,
left side.
Yeah.
And then because he threw a little behind, Landry got his hands on the ball, and then Jimmy Smith was able to knock it loose. And Tony Romo was beside himself over the inability to hit that receiver, but a harbinger of things to come for Mayfield later in his career, certainly.
Yeah, Mayfield actually had some pretty good games against the Ravens in the past. I mean, there was like a stretch there where he was like felt like he was throwing for 300 plus every game every time he played the Ravens, and he was just one of those guys who was just like little like he. I'll still bag on him to this day, like about being not as athletic as he thinks he is. But there are some times where he eluded sacks and got the bottom of just enough time to get the ball out to Landry or Njoku for a crazy catch.
All right, so this season obviously didn't end up with the way the Ravens wanted it. They went and were one and done at home in the first game of the playoffs against a good Chargers team, again, that they had just beaten on the road. Another game where the scheduling did not work out as it should have for the Ravens, in my opinion. A game probably should have been played on Saturday, give the Chargers a short week in return for their short week they subjected us to on the trip out there. That would have been reasonable or fair, but the football gods did not see so, and the Ravens played that game normally on Sunday. Big comeback by Lamar in the second half, the first we really saw of Lamar doing that, but fell just short in the end. Big fumble with about 25 seconds to go in that game that that ended the dream. But a really great first start for Lamar. We certainly got the running component to what we would see in 2019 in that stretch run.
Yeah, I mean, the snaps that Lamar got that entire season was just so invaluable to what, you know, like what he would end up being and how the Ravens would end up shaping the offense. I mean, if he doesn't have the final stretch of the season that he had, who knows if Greg Roman gets promoted to offensive coordinator. You know, he was the one that kind of spearheaded the whole transformation of that offense, and, you know, have Lamar not have that success. I mean, what did he have, like 20-something rushing attempts in his first game against Cincinnati or something crazy like that?
Yeah, 27, which was the it was the record since the 50s. I think John Jerry for the Steelers or something had 27 or maybe even more. But it had been, you know, 67 years or something since somebody had had as many rushing attempts for a quarterback.
But yeah, I mean that whole final like seven games or so, the Ravens went straight Army Navy on everybody's ass. So it was great to see. They did what they needed to do, and you know, it was great for the season to end the way that it did in the regular season, not postseason, of course. You know, I hated the whole, oh, this is a formula to contain Lamar Jackson kind of thing.
And I thought
that was bull crap, but whatever.
They wanted that the whole season then.
yeah, they want to ignore the comeback he almost led, but they just want to focus on, oh, look at his pedestrian stat line. And you know, guys like Stephen A. Smith, who, you know, except I don't like the guy. It's just like he's such a box score reader that he doesn't, like, you could tell this guy doesn't take the time to actually watch games, because he's over here like 9 completions, 15 attempts, something, something, something. And it's just like, dude, if you actually watch the game, the dude was making some crazy throws to Michael Crabtree down there to get the team back in the game and almost pulled them back from the brink. It was, if we could have been talking about another Chargers being charging, you know, if it had not been for that fumble. So who knows?
Yeah, it definitely, we'll have to leave that game for another time, for another show. But the Mosley interception, really one of those moments. And boy, it's great to see a player like that finish up. Don't at all begrudge him the big contract he got from the Jets. Good for him. But it was something that made the Ravens spend an awful lot of resources over the last 4 years making it right, including a first-round draft pick, a third-round draft pick, some play that didn't really work out, and finally getting Roquan Smith and Patrick Queen together working out.
And two stints of Josh Bynes and sprinkled in between.
There you go. And L.J. Fort being a key player. Yeah, that's
absolutely right. Yeah, I mean, Josh, they definitely made chicken salad out of chicken shit. But, you know, I'm just glad that we got Roquan, and that, you know, being in the wilderness at quarterback and that inside linebacker is two hard things to be as a team who wants to be as regularly successful and contending as the Ravens are.
Absolutely. And anyway, Josh, always a pleasure to talk football with you. We obviously get excited about this. We always go a little bit over, but that's okay. Tell folks where they can find your work online.
Okay, yeah, you can read all Raven stuff at Heavy on Ravens for Heavy Incorporated. That's where all my Ravens content is. And if you want some good quality, nice, heartwarming stories, and, you know, if you live in the state of Alaska, I'm a full-time sports reporter at Get Daily News, too. So you can find me there. And then on Twitter, you can find me at Josh Reed 907.
Very cool, Josh. And really admire you for taking a leap from professionally to go into a job like that, something you really love. And you're living the dream, my friend.
Oh, sure am, Ken.
Other folks out there, if you'd like to do that one play, hit me up. DMs are always open on Twitter. Just tell me the play you want to do. I'll get back to you within a very short period of time, and we'll schedule it if it hasn't already been taken. And there's still a lot that has not been taken. One play somebody suggested today, Josh Wilson's interception return to beat the Texans in 2010, I believe it was. Great play. Kind of forgot about it. Would be a wonderful play for somebody to take. And the guy who was going to take it took another one. So it's available still. So anyway, Josh, really appreciate you coming on.
Thanks for having me, Ken.
And we'll talk to you next time on Film Study.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.